I'm going to get a story here, and I want to speak to Rita Devlin about this in just a moment, who's the Deputy Director of the RCN. It's really a BBC story with regards to the amount of money that is being spent on agency nurses coming in from Scotland. Northern Ireland's five health trusts spent almost £12 million hiring staff through a Scottish nursing agency in the past financial year. This money, the total cost for 2017-18, represents a threefold increase in the space of 3 years. The Scottish Nursing Guild provides nurses to each of the five health trusts. And I do want to speak to Rita Devlin, who is Deputy Director of the Royal College of Nursing. Rita, good morning. Yes, good morning. Hello? Rita. Good morning, Rita.
Good morning.
Good morning. I managed to get you live through to the studio, Rita. Thank you very much for joining us. In relation, Rita, to the £12 million spent hiring staff through a Scottish nursing agency, for people who aren't familiar with how we hire our nursing staff, just explain how that works, please.
Well, usually within the trusts, Frank, nursing staff are hired on a full-time basis, and they're hired by the trusts themselves. We always have had a number of staff that are hired through agency to cover vacancies and gaps. However, in the last number of years, the reliance on agency nursing has increased significantly to a point where many times our nurses are working most or all of their shift with at least one agency nurse.
And is this because the majority of nurses want to be part of an agency because it gives them more flexibility and better pay, or am I misguided on that?
It's a number of reasons, Frank. A lot of the nurses who work for Scottish Guild, and just to let you know, Scottish Guild employs nurses from Northern Ireland. So a lot of the nurses who work for Scottish Guild are actually full-time health service workers, and who are actually supplementing their income through agency, and others are nurses who have decided for one reason or another that for childcare reasons or whatever else, that it's easier to work for an agency as they have more control over their working lives.
And should we be concerned that £12 million is being spent on hiring these nurses? People would think if we were recruiting nurses and they were fully employed here in the health service that it wouldn't cost that much. Am I right?
It wouldn't cost that much, Frank, but the problem for us is that at the minute we're running with about 1,500 nursing vacancies within the trusts alone. That's not including our independent sector, where we have significant vacancies for nurses as well. This has arisen as a result of a lack of workforce planning over the last number of years, which saw the number of nurses in training reduced significantly. Obviously, the outcomes of that now are coming home to roost, and the fact is that we are part of a worldwide nursing shortage at the minute.
Because it doesn't seem to make economic sense. There was an example of a nurse working for £14 an hour alongside a nurse that was costing £60 an hour. How much of the 60 does the agency nurse get?
I'm not too sure, Frank. Now, I have to say that those £60, a lot of those costs that you've been given would be for significant out-of-hours or weekends or bank or agency, and they would be out-of-hours or bank holidays, and they would be for, a lot of those are for nurses with specialist skills. So, for example, nurses working in the ED departments or the ICU departments. So not all agency nurses would be getting that amount of money.
Yes, but
it does, however, exist.
Yes, but is a nurse taking home £60 an hour?
I honestly don't know the figures for agency nursing, Frank. I'm sure if that's the figure that's quoted, it's more or less the same. But as I said to you, that would be for probably bank holiday or out of hours weekends.
Yeah, because I'm just wondering. I'm just wondering. I'm not pushing you on this, but I presume if a nurse is costing so much an hour, the agency is getting some of it, and the nurse is getting some of it. That's bound to all be built into the cost, because that sounds like an incredibly generous rate, also an expensive rate. But if there is an absolute demand for the agencies to provide the nurses, should they be seen as a blessing as opposed to a drain on the public purse?
Well, I suppose the issue for trusts is that they have to make sure that they have enough nurses to deliver safe and effective care. And in some cases, that means that in order to do that, they have to go to agency to fill the gaps. So, you know, we have to make sure that our patients are properly looked after. Nurses didn't create the situation where there is an agency culture. And, you know, nurses didn't say, for example, I will pay X or I will pay Y. Nurses are there to fill the gaps, and some have chosen to work through agencies. If you think, Frank, that the top of a band 5 nurse hasn't had any significant pay increase in about the last 7 years, a lot of nurses are struggling to make ends meet. Childcare is very expensive. It's a mostly female population. And so therefore it becomes a way of nurses making ends meet and being able to keep on working.
With so many nurses leaving the profession, are we at risk of running out of nurses?
I think our concern at the minute is the Department of Health have increased the number of nurses coming into training. So we should be training about 1,000 nurses this year, which is a good news story. Our concern is that we are not putting the same effort into retention of our nurses. And pay is a big, big issue. If you think that nurses in Northern Ireland are paid less than any nurse in Scotland, England and Wales, our newly qualified nurses, when they qualify, if they've got no ties to Northern Ireland, could go and earn a lot more money, particularly in Scotland, but in England and Wales as well. So it's one thing to recruit them, but the big, big thing is to retain them. And that's about terms and conditions. It's about working conditions. It's about making sure that when nurses go into work, they're able to work safely and work to their code of conduct and not be concerned every day that they're leaving patients uncared for.
Has any of this anything to do with our lack of government, or is that unfair on the politicians and any possible health or finance minister?
Well, certainly pay negotiations at the minute. We need a government, or we need somebody to be able to say, yes, we can look at and pay nurses properly, the same as they are in England, Wales and Scotland. And obviously the rest, the workforce planning, there is a plan for the future. But it will take political leadership in order to get our health service, I think, back on track.
Okay.
We are concerned.
I'm not surprised, Rita, with everything that we're hearing at this present moment in time. Don't want to put all the blame at politicians' doors every day on this programme.
No.
But it's hard to avoid it. Rita, thanks for your time. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. Thanks very much.
Rita Devlin, some of you reacting there to that figure, £60 an hour for the agency nurses from Scotland, maybe very specialist or specialised, specialist nurses in a specialised area. We're touching on that during the conversation. Someone £14 an hour. How do you retain nursing staff here in this part of the world is the onus on the government. Good morning to you. If you're just switching on the radio, this is the Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105 right through until 12 noon. We've got the news very shortly.